You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Taylor County Sheriff's Office are continuing the joint search for a missing Price County resident, Jesse Yansky. Jesse is described as a 32-year-old male, approximately 6'3", 160 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Jesse was last seen on Thursday, April 17th, in the Westboro area of Taylor County, wearing a black zip-up hoodie, black joggers, and black and white shoes. Although there continues to be a coordinated search effort of Jesse's last known whereabouts, Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt and Taylor County Sheriff Corey DeSau are requesting those who own property south of State Highway 86, north of State Highway 102, and within 1 mile east or west of State Highway 13 to check their property and any cameras located at those properties for any indication of Jesse being there. If anyone has any information, they can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office at 715-339-3011 or the Taylor County Sheriff's Office at 715-748-2200. Thursday, May 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Tamarack Health Ashen Medical Center Behavioral Health is partnering with The Brick and Ashen County Health and Human Services to offer a free walk-in training on opioid overdose reversal. They will teach you how to properly administer Narcan, a life-saving medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. Participants will receive a free supply of Narcan and information on local recovery and prevention sources. The training takes just 15 to 20 minutes, and it's an investment of time that could help save a life. Once again, that's taking place Thursday, May 1st from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at 420 Ellis Avenue in Ashland. The American Red Cross wants to recognize heroes in our community. Lisa Hale has more.
Today is Superhero Day. Real-life superheroes come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all ages and abilities. Real-life superheroes are the ones that go above and beyond to help those in need. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin Northeast Chapter is seeking local heroes who have shown exceptional courage, dedication, and selflessness in heroic contributions to their community. They will honor them at the 2025 annual Northeast Wisconsin Heroes Golf Classic. Rebecca Rockhill, Executive Director of the Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin Chapter.
They don't do it for recognition, but we want people to hear their story. We want people to hear the good that is being done in the community, and that there are everyday heroes that are making oftentimes life-saving acts of heroism.
If you know an individual, group, or organization that has gone above and beyond to save a life or make a community better, you're encouraged to nominate them. To nominate a hero, visit redcross.org/Wisconsin and fill out the online nomination form. All nominations must be submitted by May 31st.
Dedicated efforts to locate Melissa Beeson, missing since March 17th, have been ongoing since the report of her disappearance. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department has searched relentlessly in the area in which Melissa was last seen, as well as other areas of interest. Officers and assisting agencies have conducted grid searches on foot, have deployed high-tech drones and airplanes, and have searched using specially trained canines. Many of these search areas are characterized by extremely treacherous terrain. Because of the challenges and danger involved in searching on foot, the LDFPD has not requested assistance from volunteers, so officers continue to come in on their days off to comb the search areas. To date, over 1,300 acres have been carefully searched. They have also been assisted by other law enforcement agencies, including the Wausau Police Department. It has been suggested that Melissa is hiding out somewhere, afraid to come back to Lac du Flambeau. In case that is true, the LDFPD has a message for Melissa, and they ask that it be shared with her by anyone having knowledge of her whereabouts. Quote, Melissa, please know that you are not in trouble. We are not going to arrest you or take you to jail. All anyone wants is for you to come home. Your family is frantic and the entire community is worried about you. There will be relief and much happiness upon your return. We all know that it was not your intent to cause such concern and worry. It exists because you're cared about and your absence is felt by everyone. Please contact your family or our department. If you need transportation, it will be provided. If you need money to assist you in coming home, that too will be provided. Just please reach out and let your community know that you are safe. end quote. When last seen in the vicinity of Indian Village Road and Shawamigan Forest Trail in Lac du Flambeau, Melissa was wearing red sweatpants, a black sleeveless shirt, and a gray sweatshirt. Melissa Beeson is a Native American female, 5'7", with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. She has numerous tattoos, including on her neck, arms, and legs. Anyone having any information about Melissa or her possible whereabouts is asked to please call the Lac du Flambeau Tribal PD at 715-588-7717 or Vilas County Sheriff's Office at 715-479-4441. Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30, the Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is hosting their Flambeau Chapter Banquet. After a couple of years off, the Flambeau Chapter is back at it, raising money for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation conservation. They invite you to come and join the fun at their annual banquet. You can register online through their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 3rd at 4:30 over at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Wisconsin makes an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat.com surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports, in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities, all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60, Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. After a recent video with Chris Martin, Dick Van Dyke's popularity is on the rise yet again. A few months ago, Van Dyke sang All My Love while talking about his life with the Coldplay frontman. The video warmed our hearts for sure, but now Van Dyke is back at it. At a recent gathering in Malibu, he wowed attendees with a rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a song he famously sang in Mary Poppins in 1964. Despite it being a complicated song, he didn't miss a single word or make one mistake. Oh yeah, Dick Van Dyke is 99. The newest Hunger Games installment has found its two lead actors. Deadline.com reports that Joseph Zada will play the role of Haymitch Abernathy, and Whitney Peake will play Haymitch's girlfriend, Lenore Dove Baird. Haymitch is the younger version of Woody Harrelson's character. The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping is expected to hit theaters in November of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a warm day today with scattered thunderstorms likely, and some of those storms could be severe with the potential for large hail, damaging straight-line wind, and even tornadoes, especially late this afternoon through much of this evening. Stay weather aware today. Be prepared. We will have the very latest as things develop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.